been quite a while since sending a letter cost just 40 cents. But in this town, there's now that option again, thanks to one enterprising 12-year-old philatelist, or stamp collector.
I'm also a vexillologist and heraldist. So vexillology is the study of flags, and heraldist is the study of coats of arms and seals. My name is Miro Jones, and I'm from Bermagui, a small coastal town in New South Wales.
He's launched his own postal service called Bermagui Local Post, or BLP, with handmade stamps, a vintage bike, and even a rowboat for special deliveries. Miro's postal service is redefining the art of sending mail.
It was more because it's interesting to me than that it was a needed service. And it's also, lots of people enjoy using it in Burmy, but yeah, it's just, I like delivering mail. Auspost does deliver in Burmy. If you want to, you can pay $1.10 to get a stamp, put it on a letter and stick it in the postbox. And you can also use that same service, also $1.10, to go anywhere in Australia. So, like, they haven't really organised it so that it's cheaper for a smaller range. It doesn't make much sense. My service only costs 40 cents.
For those interested in sending a letter around the town, they visit the local vintage store called Strangers in Paradise, where they can buy a hand-drawn BLP stamp and maybe bump into Postmaster Miro, who's there to collect outgoing mail daily and delivers it in person.
I always put it in the box unless there's no box. So yep. Some people, unfortunately, don't have a mailbox, poor souls.
Would you prefer to put it in the box or would you like handing it to someone directly?
I do like putting it in the box.
You like putting it in the box. Yeah, cool. Sam Davis owns the shop where the postal service operates from.
You see all types here, but of course Miro is one of the jewels in the crown. Been wandering past since he was a little boy, and he's just been a really interesting character. We call him the Wes Anderson of postal services because he turns up on his little orange bike, looking fabulous, often in clothes that he's made himself, and, you know, just a very creative person. Often there's days when there is nothing. His hopes are never dampened. He'll just come in anyway, say, "Hi, Sam," open, shut. Out he goes. And I just love seeing somebody so young having such a great vision like that too. It's very inspiring. The first little season of it was basically all the old girls up on the hill swapping the most dull little bits of information. We're racking our brains, you know. You'd send a note saying, "Do you want a cup of tea?" And then, you know, in return post, "No, I've just finished one, thank you." Until we actually got it together to figure out. Nobody could remember how to write letters, you know. So it was fun.
While the locals are having fun sending notes across town, the postmaster's equally having a good time.
The funnest part is getting the mail out of the little box that I collected in and putting the cancel on it, which is like a rubber stamp that you cancel the stamp so that people can't use them again. My mode of transport is a 1960s Malvern Star. It's orange, which matches the theme of all the symbols of BLP, and I have a little basket on the front. I think just driving around in a car is kind of cheating if it's such a small area, and walking is too hard. I do have a boat, but I haven't been doing deliveries as much with that. The plan was that I was going to transport some mail via the boat, more for like philatelic reasons, so I can have sea mail stamps and whatever. A couple of years before I started collecting stamps and I got really into it. Like, every stamp has a little story in it. One stamp might have travelled from the other side of the world, another one might have gone on a ship, another one might have gone on a plane, and I just wanted to make my own.
Maybe one day Miro's post might make a journey by plane or ship, but for now, his plans are just to keep it simple.
I would like to deliver more mail, hopefully. That's my wish. I think it'll just continue on like this, which would be fine. Like, it's nice just making stamps,